Ferrara campaigned on cutting 1,000 public sector jobs at City Hall, and last week she got started, with a promise to axe 250 jobs this year alone. The city's going to do this by merging services with similar missions. They're also cutting 7 senior manager positions already, and that's just the start. All vacant roles, currently vacant roles, are getting axed, unless they're found to be necessary for internal support to teams or services directly to the public. And out of all the positions that open up going forward, the city's going to take away half of them. Since last fall, the city has had a hiring freeze for these workers too. Now, Ferrara says these cuts are necessary to rebalance the city's budget. She claims that under Projet Montréal, managerial or professional roles increased by almost 30%, while blue-collar workers saw only a 2% jump. But white-collar workers are yet another category. They say they haven't seen these big increases that managers or professional roles have seen, and yet they're many of the workers whose jobs are going to get cut. They rallied outside of City Hall on Monday night to denounce these cuts, and CKUT spoke to Union President Eliane Schofield-Lamarche. Take a listen.
So tell me about what you guys are doing out here in front of City Hall tonight.
We're here today because the mayor announced the 1,000 jobs cuts, and we are sitting down negotiating our union contract in a few months. And we think it starts... It's not the best start for a fair negotiation.
And Montrealers are hearing this. They're hearing about these job cuts at City Hall, but they're also saying, you know, I don't want my taxes to go up. I don't want to pay more. Why should they care about these jobs being lost over the next 4 years?
Well, we couldn't agree more with the citizens. It's important to keep good services, good public services accessible, but also at a fair tax amount. The problem is that we are the front line, and we know the effect that the cuts will have on proximity services to citizens, and we disagree with the choices the administration is making.
So what the administration is saying is that they're not going to cut jobs that are delivering services directly to citizens, that they're looking at posts as they become vacant and only cutting where there are redundancies. What do you say to that?
Well, first of all, we've been here longer than the mayor, with all due respect, and we've seen waves of job cuts before, and we can demonstrate that there is no more fat to cut. So we think that every job that is remaining in the administration right now is essential, is the proximity line, and also when you see the responsibilities of the municipal all the municipalities around Quebec, when you see the amount of responsibilities that are keep getting thrown at cities and municipalities, we think that maybe we should get more jobs instead of getting job cuts. When you look at the numbers, our stats, the white collars, the city workers in the 429, our numbers haven't moved in 20 years.
So far she's announced like the merging of certain assistant deputy manager positions, things like that, you know, managerial cuts, but she says also positions that become vacant are going to be probably cut. What kinds of work and workers are those positions going to be? Do you have a sense, just for people who are hearing that? No, you don't know at all.
We were told some global informations that were not there was no actual facts, and we're still asking a lot of questions that remain to be answered.
So then, looking ahead, they say they want to cut 250 jobs this year, 1,000 jobs in 4 years. There's going to be about 7,000 positions that are coming under review at City Hall. Having this hang over the heads of workers, what effect is that going to have on you guys and then on service to citizens?
We already been through many waves of job cuts, so we know the effects, and they're just getting worse. Remember, this is not new. So we know it's psychological distress. People are under stress and live a lot of uncertainties because nobody knows where it's going to be cut, if it's going to be you, your neighbors, the team beside. We're already understaffed. We're asking like the mayor and the administration to take the time and to assess the situation before just throwing out numbers that aren't very scientific.
What do you think about this new office to deal with homelessness, to respond to homelessness, because she's cutting jobs, but she's also saying, you know, we need to put our staff towards the biggest emergency facing cities.
That's some of the questions that we've been asking. We've been asking, how can you put new responsibilities forwards in your priorities, but you cut jobs? And then the next day, she announces, a lot more AI in our workplaces. And we already have the numbers for the private sector and what the city is giving to the private sector. So, of course, we're worried that means a lot more private sector and a lot more AI. Yeah.
She said it's not going to replace jobs. Do you believe her?
We'll wait and see. But all the other experiments that were made in that sense didn't go the way she said it's going to go.
That was Eliane Scofield-Lamarche, president of the Union of White-Collar Workers at the City of Montreal. White-collar and professional workers are expected to see 250 jobs cut this year for expected savings of $16 million, which is, for context, about a quarter of how much the SPVM spent over its budget last year. You're listening to CKUT 90.3.